Was Malvina Reynolds from her 1960 album Ear to the Ground, There's a Bottom Below. And I guess to polish off the, well, this edition of Bathrop Spears Broadsides, here's an interview with a man who was recently in Las Vegas, living there, Freedom. Today is February 22nd. It's about 15 after 1, and I'm on the line with, what's your name, anonymous informant?
They call me Freedom.
And Freedom, where are you, and what have you got to tell us?
Well, I'm showing up at the protest because I'm out and about, across from the library here at City Hall. The Yimbys, just in my backyard, just had a, government for the people, not for cars, and they're protesting that our parking lot, our city-owned land is all being used for parking lot, and they could easily put affordable housing there and make it affordable because they already own the land. That was like the main reason things are so expensive, because the land's so expensive in Santa Cruz, and they're pushing for, get out, go after the city council and all that, but nobody said anything about no on recall. In fact, I heard the opposite. They kind of, he thought they were upset with those two people because they had messed with the Dream Inn thing because it didn't have enough affordable, and people wanted some affordable, and I said, no, it's the opposite. The developers want to get rid of those two because they are for affordable housing. So that's Drew and Chris.
Now, what was the group that was meeting, and where was it meeting?
Well, they were doing a march. I heard them outside from the library, so if you know me, I'm always out to the sound of the guns, and Rafa was here. He had a sign, Occupy the Parking Lots. Because, they want to build that library in a garage instead of putting up affordable housing. And they're putting it on the city council, but as you and I know, it's mostly city staff and the city manager we need to get rid of.
So Rafa was advocating, he's on the CATCH committee, of course, and he comes to Huff meetings.
Right.
What was he advocating for? He wants to have the library placed inside a parking lot structure, or?
Well, we didn't get into all that so much, but just in general is that they used a city property for parking lots instead of affordable housing, which they could do easily. And maybe somebody else was talking about churches have put up affordable housing and schools are going to do it because they only needed 55% instead of 65% of the vote to do it for their teachers. I mean, all these, and that's just, for some houses, and these are going to go to, like, the disabled or teachers, and then regular people are still left out of it. That's because city government is, or government in general just doesn't have the people's wishes in mind. They dance to the tune of the money.
Now, this was a march outside, or what was it?
Yeah, they're in their gathering. They're, you know, they're chatting with each other. I got on this, you know, got my name on a sign-up list for the UMBs because, you know, how I love to go to meetings.
And where was this? This was out in front of the library, or where was this?
Well, at City Hall. They're at City Hall now. They marched from past the side, but that's, I heard them marching past the library, and so I ran out.
How many folks would you say they're involved in this?
This was maybe a little under 100.
And
50 and 100. It's hard to estimate, but.
Do you see any?
Crowds are bigger than you think.
Do you see any usual suspects, or?
Well, Rob is the only one I recognize, and you know, even among the more radical, like last night, I went up to the student protest. It was just kind of a handful. I can't really see in the dark, but there was like hundreds there during the day when I went last week.
Thousands, actually, about 1,000, I think.
Yeah, okay, you can say it's hard to estimate. So yeah, I would say easily over 500, 1,000, and then, but in the dark, I couldn't see. It seemed like maybe just a few dozen. At the most, I couldn't really see anybody. They came over. Well, I go there because I have this religious view that, like, a ghost will appear where a violent murder is, where people are standing up for their rights and getting emotional about revolutionary stuff. It creates kind of a revolutionary collective ghost there, and I go and get high on the spots to connect with them.
You don't have to be religious to believe that, you know.
Yeah, I guess more of a spiritual. Everything I do is religious, where it's First Amendment properties. And then, I was getting high there, and he came by with some flashlights. They go, well, we're not the cops. We're just checking. There's a table over there with water and food, I guess, because I look homeless. You know, this worked a lot better to go to these things when I could interview people as a free radio broadcaster, that I don't look like I'm just some homeless guy hanging around. The same issue with the climate people. Kind of wanted me to get away from their tent, which, by the way, is no longer on Pacific.
What happened?
I don't know. I went there last night. It wasn't there.
Because when I drove by in the afternoon, it was there, but I guess they took it down for the night.
In the afternoon, when did I go by? I must have gone by a little later than yes. It must have gone down right after you saw it. It's not there today either.
I saw it around 3 o'clock in the afternoon yesterday.
Yeah, and I think I went by there later.
Mm-hmm.
I think I called you around. Yeah, it was later when I called you. So, yeah, so probably between 3 and 6, they got rousted. A woman had come by the day before and asked them if they were the ones behind the chalking, because she had called it in. And she says, you're being hypocrites because you have to waste the water to wash off the chalk. But she said nothing about the $700,000 a year we spend on water for that stupid golf course. If she really cared about it, she would be thinking about that. But she's just probably one of those pony take that sandwich types or someone that worked at O'Neill's.
Did you hear her, this conversation, or was this a second?
Yeah, I heard this conversation. I was there for this one.
Huh.
Michael was trying to respond to it. He says, well, there's a net gain, though. I think he did admit to doing the chalking. I would never admit to it.
That was a pretty nice chalking event. When I drove by, the chalking was gone.
Yeah.
But
it was gone for a couple, 2 days, yeah.
But it was beautifully done. It was, you know, a nice design. We've been here since Thursday, it said. What I'm talking about is the beautiful chalking on the sidewalk in front of O'Neill's and in front of this tent that was on close to the street in the broad sidewalk area right outside O'Neill's at Cooper and Pacific. And we continue, you know, that sort of thing.
It's great. I thought back in the day, you get rousted immediately for that stuff. And I think the police chief is trying to let things go, to try and get them to be as bad as they can be so that he can get his, turn the whole downtown into a park so they can shut it down at night. I guess they'd have to close it at like 2 a.m.
You got a lot of stuff you're saying. I got an incoming call. You want to hold?
Well, I think we're done. You got this all? You got it recorded, right?
Yeah, I did.
I think we're good. Just get it up for now.
Thanks, Free.
Alrighty.
Bye-bye. And we're going to go out on How Can a Poor Man Stand Such Times and Live, the Bruce Springsteen version. Otherwise, maybe I'll see you at City Council on Tuesday, day after tomorrow, at the Huff meeting on Wednesday, perhaps, at noon at the Sub Rosa Cafe. And no union forums coming up for the next few weeks with Keith out of the country and Alicia strapped with what the work she's doing is. But perhaps back on Thursday with more at you in the evening, 6 to 8, here on this same, I guess we're not on a station, but we're sort of coming over the net anyway.
Well, brown hair with his face so bright. And he says in a little while you'll be alright. But all he gives is a humbug pill, a dose of dope and a great big bill. Tell me, how can a poor man stand such times to me?
And now, as a tribute to the original singer of the song, or at least one of the early singers, here's the version of How Can a Poor Man Stand Such Times and Live, sung by Alfred Reed, and it's December 4th, 1929.
Every child is sin. If we don't has conducted right. There's no sense in shooting a man till he chose fight. Folks should kill without a cause and come clear what funny laws. Tell me, how can a poor man stand such times and live? Most of preachers preach for dough and not the soul. That's what keeps a poor man always in a hole. We can hardly get our breath, packed and stewed and preached to death. Tell me, how can a poor man stand such times and live? Oh, it's time for every man to be awake. We faith it's the sense of pound when we ask for steak. When we get our package home, got a little water paper with gristle and bone. Tell me, how can a poor man stand such times and live? Well, the doctor